Everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Colosimo.
Present.
Coke.
Here.
Milchewski.
Here.
Clocher.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Chrulis.
Here.
Hernandez.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda? Any citizen comments? I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Roll call.
Milchewski.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Chrulis.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the Riverfront Park Improvements Change Order Number 1 and authorize the mayor to execute.
So moved.
Second.
Comments, questions? Yes, sir.
Thumbs up.
Oh, roll call, please.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Chrulis.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Milchewski.
Aye.
Motion carries.
And we actually have four committee reports tonight. So I'll turn Public Works Committee report over to Alderman Frieders.
I make a motion to approve a letter of support to IDOT for funding the future Illinois Route 47 roadway improvements.
So moved. Second.
Comments, questions? Yes, sir.
I think this is a perfect example of an area where we have to get loud. I've spoken with, I'd say anywhere from a dozen to two dozen people just in the last week or so after we had Public Works about why, quote unquote, the city hasn't done more to fix Route 47. And I think the packet gave a good background about how we've attempted this in the past. But this is a beautiful example of an area where you should be loud. And that doesn't mean to yell at me because I've been getting yelled at a lot lately and I'm very fragile at the moment. But I think what we need to be doing is focusing on the people who are making the decisions at IDOT and our state representatives. I've personally talked to three or four state reps, just about this particular issue. I've sent them my own little blurb. I've sent them the link to this particular packet item that was in the Public Works agenda. And then I've asked Aaron to help kind of put together just a website or a web page on the Yorkville website that has all the supporting documents. So that rather than saying go to page 35 of this agenda, it's right there, we can actually send something that has the agenda item, the previous resolutions that we've signed, all the letters of support that we've used, the history of the Route 47 expansion that went south for some reason, and then how long we've been kind of tooting the horn of please fix the way to 88 so that my wife isn't on the road for 2 hours every darn day. And I'm looking forward to seeing a collected list of links that I can then pepper my representatives with. And then also I found the link to send comments to IDOT. And I know that sometimes you think that you're just a number, and sometimes it doesn't work to send letters to representatives, but I think we are in a good position here because a majority of them also drive Route 47 north occasionally and know that, simply put, Route 47 sucks. So if we can get that stretch of road, at least some engineering going forward, whether or not the improvements at 47 and Galena take place before the full expansion, I don't care. I just want to see some action and some movement on behalf of our state and IDOT to make sure that what has been happening at those intersections, because they don't have any right turn lanes and it's getting rather treacherous. It's been really bad since I've lived here. If we don't see something happening, I don't know what Yorkville's position is, as far as we can't really do any work on a state-controlled road, but this is the time to get loud. So please, if you need help, contact me. I can forward you a couple links so that you can contact IDOT directly, or you can contact me and I can go ahead and put you in contact with your state rep. But this particular road affects everybody in Yorkville, affects everybody in Montgomery, it affects everybody in Sugar Grove. And I think with the expansion of Orchard, you know, in the previous decade, you saw how that, once that was done, it's kind of like a release valve. Route 30, while they fixed the intersection at Orchard and 30, that doesn't do much if you're actually traveling west on Route 30. That is also a road that sucks because it's not wide enough for the amount of traffic that's there. So Route 47 has had bad traffic since I've lived here for 12 years. And I think it's time that everybody else join in the chorus of talking to IDOT and the state of saying, please, fix that stretch of road as soon as possible, and then be communicative about where we are in the process. So if I find out that the roadway's gonna be looked at in 2028, well, I can basically plan on being dead before that happens, probably because of a car accident on Route 47. That's all I have to say about that. Thank you.
Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Tarullis?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, one other item on there, Joel.
There's one other item that does not require a vote, correct? This is informational. All right, Yorkville, we have decided, hopefully with everybody else's blessing, to initiate participation in a national program to challenge residents to conserve water, energy, and other national natural resources by participating in the Wyland National Mayor's Challenge for Conservation. So if anybody read the packet information, I was pretty excited to talk about this at Public Works. It sounds really simple, it kind of sounds rather elementary, but some of the suggestions on the website, the domain is mywaterpledge.com, and you go through, you type in who you are, where you are, what city you're a part of, and then it asks you a bunch of little questions where you can fill out these little radio buttons, like I do this, I do that, and it had a bunch of simple stuff, like the two that kind of rang true for me was, I run the dishwasher when the dishwasher is full. I am guilty of wasting water by running the dishwasher when all of my beer glasses are dirty. I apologize. So it's just a simple way of going through some of the things that you might take for granted, whether it's separating your garbage, separating your compost, or like I said, using a full dishwasher or a full washing machine. So while it is simple and it might look rather childish, it does have lasting effects because, like I've said before, I am rather concerned with where our water's gonna be coming from in the near future. So if you visit mywaterpledge.com as a resident of Yorkville, fill it out. I want to see our number get bumped up. I think when I filled it out, we were like 148th out of all the cities in the United States. Let's be number one, baby. And I think Chris Funkhauser was really excited about it, too.
I think this is a very cool, interesting opportunity to get us focused on this. I know we've talked a lot about water and some issues that are going to be coming up for us, but I would like the city to kind of step up and once this gets rolling, if we get some applicants that actually go to it, I'd like to see the city recognize the residents that actually can achieve something with this. It shows a good effort on the city to work with the residents to actually try to conserve them for resources that are limited to save waste for us. So I think this is good.
Alrighty.
It does say you need to vote on the agenda. Majority of approval support.
It wasn't on my motion sheet.
No,
I just went out there. Yeah, the traffic document is incorrect in that there's no motion to approve.
Okay. Can we vote on it just to show solidarity, Bart?
Oh, you sure did.
Can we do that, Mr. Mayor?
Voice vote, or would you like a roll call?
Unanimous.
This says nothing about wind farms, okay?
Can I still fill my pool?
Yeah, with gray water. So everybody in support of not screwing our future and paying attention to our own water usage and conservation techniques, say aye.
Aye.
Alrighty.
I haven't voted.
Those opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Moving on to Economic Development Committee report, we will turn it over to Alderman Koch.
One item, EDC 2018-07, motion resolution authorizing a service agreement for building plan review and inspections with BNF Construction Services Incorporated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarullis?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, Public Safety Committee report, we'll turn over to Alderman Colosimo.
I make a motion to approve an ordinance approving an intergovernmental agreement between the United City of Yorkville and Kendall County Emergency Phone Services and Communications Board, Tyler New World Security and Operations Fee, and authorize the city, the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Frieders?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarullis?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I would make a motion to approve an ordinance approving an intergovernmental agreement between the United City of Yorkville and Kendall County Emergency Phone Service and Communications Board, Tyler New World Licensing and Maintenance Fees, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments, questions? Roll call, please.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Truulis?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I would make a motion to approve an ordinance amending Title III, Chapter 9 of the Code of Ordinances and Massage Establishments and authorize the mayor and the city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments, questions? Yes.
Is it true this came out of the Oswego debacle? No?
I don't know about Oswego, but we looked at Batavia.
Yeah, the ordinance itself is based on Batavia. If you recall, the conversation started sometime after the Oswego debacle, I suppose.
We've used the word debacle.
Indiscretion.
Indiscretion. Because I have noticed that we have like two new massage parlors propped up in Yorkville like relatively recently. One on 126 and then one up in the Great Ward 3. I'm cool with it. I just thought everything came from Oswego.
They are researching the same ordinance coming up with the various.
Oswego, I'm going to copy ours.
Once again,
yeah,
leading the charge. I'm just curious about what the article headline is going to be tomorrow. What's the rub in Oswego?
Do you have any other constructive comments?
No, sir.
Roll call, please.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Truulis?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Administration Committee report will turn over to Alderman Milchewski.
I would like to entertain a motion to approve the 2018 marketing committee.
Second.
Second. Comments or questions? Yes, sir.
This is the second year we're going through this program. I think last year went rather well. Staff did a good job coordinating with CBB staff in order to make it happen and put together the pieces that are being presented and was presented last year. As we move forward, I would like to see this being something that doesn't necessarily have to come to the council for formal approval, but is more managed by staff. I think that's the intent of the CBB, is that this would be dealt with CBB staff to city staff and make this a more streamlined and efficient process. But I think this year or second year, we're off to a good start with the information that they provided us. The CBB wrote a very nice article about some of the artists that have been downtown in Yorkville and how that has played out very well for the city and for some of our local venues. I think that was a good article. So hopefully our relationship and our work with the CBB is getting better with our expectations of them. So I think this is a step in the direction that continues.
Yeah, I agree, Chris. I don't think this needs to come back for a vote in future years. So, any other comments or questions?
Just one, sir.
Yes, sir.
I have actually had a couple comments from local business owners that said that they noticed that their own restaurants were being featured and they didn't know about it, which is rather cool. So I think it's more of the fact that the AACVB isn't working on content like they are, but they're focusing on the placement of the content, which is basically for whatever you're writing the article for, whatever it costs to actually, you know, create the copy, they're being able to deliver it better. And I think that has more to do with the fact that they're using the guy named James. He just knows how to target people for those particular ads. So the fact that we're getting regional ads on things, I've lived here my entire life and I didn't know half of the stuff that they're publishing. So I'm impressed with the fact that I wasn't aware that all of this stuff was available locally, But I'm also impressed the fact that it's now getting funneled into my own news feed on the random sites that I'm on. So I'm, yeah, I don't think this needs to come back every year, but I'm excited to see where this goes as they get better and better.
Well, I tell you, I mean, just looking at the graph of page views since I started the Yorkville marketing plan, I mean, those page views shot up. So that's nice. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, I'm going to vote for it, even though I've never been a big fan of the organization, everybody knows, but I guess my only concern is, I mean, they give us the examples of the advertising, but I maybe I'm just, I'm the opposite of Joel. I'm the opposite of Joel in many ways. I'm the opposite of Joel in the fact that I never see any of this stuff. I get around and I go different towns and rest stops and go to the city and do this and that. I never see any of this. It never comes up on my feed. It never comes up on anything I do. I don't even know where to get these magazines. I've never even heard of these magazines. I guess that's really my only concern. I mean, I guess there's some empirical data that shows that our hits have gone up, so that's kind of promising, but I just never seen this stuff before, and I still continue not to see it, so I don't know.
I know the three, the Chicago Reader, the Tourist Magazine, and Naperville Magazine are a little bit more targeted towards like entertainment type readers rather than like a normal newspaper. But the Journal of Topics one is their fleet of, you know, traditional newspapers, which they're just running ads in. And to that point, I did have somebody who's a city manager of the inner suburbs, who lives in Mount Prospect, point out that he had seen one of the ads being sold in the newspaper. So it is in that area in normal newspapers, but the rest of them are just talking about it.
Country living is I get it.
See?
Yes.
Impossible.
You have, yes.
My country impossible.
It is a magazine that is distributed, because I have a shout out to it, it's distributed to anyone that has any property outside.
That's
of
how the Flossmore where children learn what a cow looks like.
Yorkville?
Just to Carlo's point there, a major purpose of the CDB is not to market to our local residents.
Right.
So that's why we're not necessarily going to see it, because the primary purpose is, I'm not going to say the phrase, Joel, but it's to bring people to stay in our hotels. That's what generates the revenue for it. So if you are targeting to your own people, then we're going about the CBD wrong. We should just withdraw and then use the money to market locally. Some of these publications are regional and some of them are national. That's why we're not seeing them. They are specifically targeted for those markets to try to get people here, depending on what the scope of the event. And that's why, you know, Joel has an eclectic set of feeds that he's going to be in that is not going to be tailored to, you know, people like Carlo and myself. But there are pieces that I have seen lately showing up in my feeds based on some of the different events that are going on, which is nice to see them pop up, but it's not necessarily targeted for those of us who are in our own community. We're trying to get people from the outside in. It's our staff's job to make sure that we're marketing our events locally to our own community, because we're not expecting them to stay overnight. We're expecting people to come, you know, anywhere else out of 150-mile, 200-mile routes, come here, stay overnight, and spend their money. That's what the CBB is supposed to be for us. And that's why we're not seeing as many of these ads full.
How come you didn't say heads in beds?
John.
I just had one question. Do these guys, when they target something, do they like on Facebook, they like the tech word Yorkville? Do they have a way of hitting that and sending that to people that, you know, businesses and stuff?
Yeah, this is, when they go into the actual process of doing that, it's outside of my realm, but James, he knows the ins and outs of how he's targeting them. If we're doing a web campaign that's through Facebook, he knows exactly how he's targeting and where he's targeting, how much he's going to spend and how many clicks he wants to get. That's when I've seen it popping up on my Facebook, is the CDP. but it's very, very targeted for whatever market they're trying to do. You know, if we're talking about a specific campaign for the law office, that's going to be could be a very specific demographic of age, gender, and location. You know, they could target that very specifically, and that's how they do pretty much all the digital marketing, is trying to get in front of the people they're going to use the most. You and I are never going to see the motor coach ads that go out there.
What's a motor coach?
They still run motor coach tours out here.
Oh, that's like the bus tours.
The bus tours. And we still market to them. But it's a very, very specific age group, demographic, and region. But that's what James does. I mean, he hits those. That's what his purpose is, to make sure he does. How he does it, exactly, that's different. And that's why we've seen the spike in our numbers. They're growing, not as quickly as I'd like them to grow, but they're coming up, so, and you know, through our staff putting together the right pieces that we want to market, that's the other part.
You could actually suggest to market for the massage establishment licensing that we now have that Oswego doesn't. I mean, it puts us, you know, we've got a leg up.
Well, you know what they're at.
How much did our neighbors pay for that Oswego billboard on I-88?
Oswego.
I don't know off the top of my
head. He gave a presentation, I think it was under like $15,000.
That's
right.
Yeah, they talked about that, they bought the domain, they targeted all of their stuff, they had the logo developed, and they got the billboard done. I want to say it's like $15,000 to $18,000. Because I think they used a grant for that.
I don't recall that part of it. The 15 number sounds.
I think it was 15 for that. But I remember like the whole presentation had it all breaking down, like they had, maybe it wasn't a grant, but they had like $75,000 or something to play with, and that went for logo development, the website, a bunch of targeted ads, and the actual billboard.
Well, they spent tourism dollars on that. Yeah,
okay.
They spent hotel taxes on their ad campaign. That was their choice.
Okay. Anyone else? Roll call.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, no park board, no planning and zoning, no city council reports, city clerk's report?
No report.
Any community and liaison reports? Yes.
Okay. Everyone saw the email for the 30th anniversary event.
Yes.
For CDB.
Okay.
That's open for registration if you'd like to attend that. I think the fee was $35 for it. The speaker is from WGN. If you'd like to pull this up here, I will give you some quick details.
It's at the airport, right?
There we go.
Yeah,
Mike Toomey from CBB. CBB is looking to try to get 100 people registered for this. Thursday, February 1st is the event. Like I said, it's $35 if you want to register. Registration is open, and I think that one here got a link for that. Should be a very good event. Last year was an excellent one. This one should be a great fall show. So.
All right. Any other liaison reports?
That was funny.
Any staff reports?
No reports.
Additional business. Bart and I did attend a meeting just a few hours ago, and several staff members were there at Oswego City Hall. Talked about long-term water planning. We had representatives from EEI, AECOM, Yorkville, Oswego, and DuPage Water Commission. So that was informative. Didn't really make the topic any easier to digest, you know. But we got more information, and there's a couple of good PowerPoints that I'm sure once we get them, we'll share with everybody. But so yeah, we're still chugging through the process of looking at our options. So it was good to hear from DuPage, though. I thought that was somewhat informative.
Yeah, and we would expect to have a presentation, if not from AECOM, next month by March. So their study options for DuPage that we had authorized staff level will be presented to everybody to give a summary of that.
Okay. Anyone else? Additional business? No executive session. Do we have any citizen comments? Meeting adjourned.